Now, beautiful, beautiful confessions are great for the soul. Beautiful. And at then, that duly executed moment of self-revelation, that change starts in me, in the nucleus of my life, to those I profess to have the greatest love and indeed the greatest care for, and to those that I have the opposite, the greatest hate, the greatest resentment for. I have benefited emotionally from them all. And when you release your lover, come to a place in you that you take flight inside of you, indeed. And you take flight inside of him and you say, to me, you are marvelous, for I am seeing that in myself indeed. I am attracted to you more than a piece of flesh. I am attracted to you, to a quality that I am finding in me that I never was allowed to find, and that I was my own limiter in searching, as it were. So I've had many casualties in my life, trying to find people, places, things, times, and events that I deemed needed to make me happy. It's your job to make me happy. Who could have ever done that? If at the heart of my being, my non-compliance with joy was so severe, to what entity could have ever retrieved me? None. None. And so we say to our lover, indeed we say to our friend, who in me, I'm finding that which I am. I have heard a bright and shining message, sterling as it were. And in that contemplation, I have found in you a quality that now I am capable of seeing because I have been given permission by myself to see it in me indeed. And because I can now see it in others. First it is me, and then it is others. And in that, we take a person out of their flesh. We take it out of our brain, and we put them in a new category of meaningfulness. That is respect. And that started your journey with you. That's the remarkable journey. Indeed, that is the remarkable message. Will you pay for your low crimes and misdemeanors? You already have. You are missing life in a large and important way by simply seeing life in its basic demeanor, and that the sale of any soul to get anyone on your side is such a loss, for such energy of a contrived opinion takes from us the rapture of a future and its life. It indeed does. Your genetics prove that. The doctrine of your attitude creating reality proves that. And so high crimes and low crimes of misdemeanors, that the greatest crime is to have never lived. And to have never lived, you can say, but I have lived entity every day for everyone else. You're even living for the people that's their job to make you happy. And you got to have them in your life, and you got to remain unhappy so that they will be in your life to make you happy. That is how you have created it. Stop it. That is madness. So, that the message then is all about this, that you are a God indeed. It is the greatest compliment, my beloved people, that you have ever been told. No one has ever said that to you in 2,000 years. And why do you rebuke it? Because it means you have to be responsible? Yes. With you, indeed. Because if you are such a compliment, then you are a jewel. And only you do not see it. And until you see it, no one will ever see its light. And you have a purpose here, to be you. Not a fanatic, not a follower, not a religious follower, not an entity, but a student in the great work, and that it's life that pours out in front of you. You know how to now live.